It's 12:32. We were talking just a moment or two ago from Katie O'Donovan from the organisation Mumsnet about whether we're expecting our children just to grow up too fast, too quickly, and wearing these rather tacky-looking clothes, the padded bras, the high-heeled shoes for little girls. But going on from that, there's also reports in the press today about 11- and 12-year-olds being encouraged to take part in the student protest, joining occupations and street protests and direct action against tuition fees. According to one newspaper, this is being organised by what it describes as a left-wing version of the Brownies and Scouts, an organisation called Woodcraft Folk. And we said hello just before the news headlines to Finn Harper from Middleton Cheney, Northampton. She runs the Banbury branch of Woodcraft Folk. Finn, first of all, just describe Woodcraft Folk in your words, would you? As I say, this newspaper describes it as a left-wing version of Brownies and Scouts. Is that fair?
I would describe it as a cooperative children's movement. It's by and for young people. What makes us different is that young people are absolutely leading the movement every stage of the way.
And are you encouraging, as the newspaper reports suggest, 11 and 12-year-olds to take part in the student protest, the direct action?
No. We do not believe that young people should be encouraged to take part in protests. That's not what we're saying at all. What we are saying is that if young people are choosing to take part in protests, then Woodcraft Folk should be right there supporting them, keeping them safe and happy, and enabling them to take part in that democracy.
And yet it appears that hasn't quite how it's worked out. We've had reports of an 11-year-old saying that she was physically barricaded in after joining an occupation at one university. Another girl of about 13, I think it was, who had her foot broken by a police officer, allegedly, with a baton. I mean, that doesn't sound as though they're being very well protected.
I think these are examples of exactly why we need Woodcraft Folk. You mentioned Emma there, who is 11, took part in the Newcastle occupation with students. She actually found that an incredibly positive experience, and it was because Woodcraft Folk was able to say, yes, we're going to support you. We think it's important that you're able to get your voice across. And if you're in a protest in London, say there'll be protests on Thursday, they can become stressful. I think it's great that Woodcraft Folk leaders from around the country are going to be there, providing a safe space, providing hot chocolate, keeping children and young people happy, warm, keeping things calm, to make sure that it can't get aggressive and children aren't going to have a negative experience of protesting.
But you see, when we saw the police use this kettling tactic, as they call it, where the protesters are all corralled into one place in London, I think it was last week, some of the protesters were going up to the TV cameras and saying, this isn't right, keeping all these young people back here for hours. There's children in there as young as 14. Well, you've got to say, should the 14-year-olds have been there? Should an 11-year-old be in that situation?
Well, I absolutely agree that kettling is a very dubious tactic to
That wasn't my question. I wasn't questioning whether kettling was the correct tactic. What I was saying is, if that is what's going to happen and the police are going to control things in that way, should 11, 12, 13, 14-year-olds be exposed to that?
Well, we believe that young people should be able to choose whether they want to protest. And if they do choose to protest, then we want to make that as positive an experience as possible. It's no good saying we're not going to have anything to do with it, because young people are choosing to protest because they're afraid of the cuts that are coming into the education system. What we can say, and I'm really glad about this, is that if you are going to protest, we will help. We will be there with you, and we will make sure nothing goes wrong.
Do you think an 11-year-old really understands the issues?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that young people have a really important voice that needs to be heard, especially now when we're talking about cuts that are going to damage them and their futures more than anything else. You asked the question earlier, should people who don't have the vote have the right to protest?
Mm.
I would say absolutely they do. It's incredibly important that we're listening to tomorrow's generation. And that's what Woodcraft Folk is here to enable.
And when you say enable, you say you'll provide them with hot chocolate. I mean, what do you do? Do you provide escorts for them on these protests? Do you encourage their parents to go with them? How does it work?
It varies around the country, but we had a meeting on Sunday hosted by London School of Economics about the protests on Thursday. And what we'll be doing there is providing a number that anyone can call if they get stressed, providing a safe space, having plenty of leaders who are calm, who know what's going on, having hot chocolate, blankets if people get cold. And we'll also be telling that story on our blog, Kettle Generation, to make sure that those voices are getting heard.